In the last episode, we introduced the Neturei Karta, one of the oldest and strongest opponents of Zionism. We discussed their mission statement, their background, their ideological and religious stance, and one of their greatest leaders, Rabbi Abraham Blau. In this episode, we conclude our investigation into one of the strongest opponents of Zionism, defending Judaism from Zionism, the Neturei Karta. Just a small sect. Neturei Karta is not, as is often falsely alleged, a small sect or an extremist group of ultra-Orthodox Jews. The Neturei Karta have added nothing to, nor have they taken anything away from the written and oral law of the Torah, as it is expressed in the Halakha and the Shulchan Aruch. The Neturei Karta have been fighting the changes and inroads made by political Zionism for over 100 years. They state, guided by the rabbis of our time and under the inspiring leadership of the late Rabbi Amram Blau, the Neturei Karta refused to recognize the right of anyone to establish a Jewish state during the present period of exile. There are those who wish to downplay the Neturei Karta and its true Torah beliefs. This has been attempted many a time by stating that the Neturei Karta is a minority group and that compared to other Jewish groups, the Neturei Karta aren't even noticeable in terms of number. And although it is true that the number of families which could be classified as Neturei Karta members or activists per se is relatively small, several thousands, the number of Orthodox Jews who believe in the anti-Zionist ideology, which Neturei Karta is known for, number in the hundreds of thousands. Scholars for shekels. According to the Neturei Karta, until the appearance and growing influence of political and religious Zionism, Jewish leaders were chosen on the basis of their piety, decency, learning, and their love of justice and mercy. Today, only too often so-called Jewish leaders, completely unqualified under Jewish law and traditional concepts, make pronouncements and decisions in the name and on behalf of the Jewish people. Furthermore, they declare the Zionist state employs a set of chief rabbis and uses religious parties to ornament their state with a clerical image. They study the Torah with commentaries altered to clothe the words with nationalistic nuances. Our rabbis have countless times proclaimed that it matters little which individuals or parties govern in the Zionist state, because the very establishment and existence of the state itself is to be condemned and to be deplored. In the early stages of the development of modern Zionism, the Mizrahi was founded, an organization of so-called religious Zionists who tried to combine their faith with political Zionism. This led to constant conflict between the dictates of divine law and the demands of Jewish nationalism. Most of the time, the Mizrahi was outvoted at Zionist congresses and served only to give the Zionist movement a false religious aura. Whenever expediency called for it, these religious Zionist fellow travelers have been used by the Zionist government to underpin national claims with religious authority. Only those rabbis who have not been affected or influenced by the poison of Zionism can be considered the spiritual leaders of today's Jewry. Down with the Zionist state. We of Neturei Karta have been in the forefront of the battle against Zionism for over a century. Neturei Karta opposes the so-called State of Israel not because it operates secularly, but because the entire concept of a sovereign Jewish state is contrary to Jewish law. All the great rabbis who, in accordance with Jewish law, opposed Zionism at its inception did not do so merely due to consideration of the secular lifestyles of the then Zionist leaders, or even for their opposition to Torah heritage and rejection of its values and practices, but rather due to the fact that the entire concept of a Jewish state is in direct conflict with a number of Judaism's fundamentals. The infamous founder of political Zionism, may his name be cursed, who only discovered his own Jewishness because of anti-Semitism displayed at the Dreyfus trial in France, proposed various solutions to what he called the Jewish problem, At one point, he proposed to resettle the Jews in Uganda. At another, he proposed to convert them to Catholicism. He finally hit on the idea of a Judenstaat, an exclusive Jewish state. Thus, from its very beginning, Zionism was a result of anti-Semitism and indeed is completely compatible with it. Because Zionists and anti-Semites had and have a common goal, to bring all Jews from their places of domicile to the Zionist state, thus uprooting Jewish communities that had existed for hundreds and even thousands of years. Neturei Karta deplore the systematic uprooting of ancient Jewish communities by the Zionists, the shedding of Jewish and non-Jewish blood for the sake of Zionist sovereignty. Of all the crimes of political Zionism, the worst and most basic, and which explains all its other misdeeds, is that from its beginning, Zionism has sought to separate the Jewish people from their God, to render the divine covenant null and void, and to substitute a modern statehood and fraudulent sovereignty for the lofty ideals of the Jewish people. Loyalty to God was substituted with loyalty to the Zionist state, and the state was made into the modern era golden calf. Neither the founder of political Zionism nor any of the prime ministers of the Zionist state believed in the divine origin of the Torah, nor even in the existence of God. All prime ministers were members of a party that opposed religion in principle and that considered the Bible a document of ancient folklore, devoid of any religious meaning. True Jews are not allowed to dominate, kill, harm, or demean another people, and are not allowed to have anything to do with the Zionist enterprise, their political meddling, and their wars. The true Jews remain faithful to Jewish belief and are not contaminated with Zionism. Neturei Karta Rabbi Moshe Lieb Hirsch summarized the extent of opposition to political Zionism by these true and faithful followers of Judaism by courageously declaring, "We will not accept a Zionist state, even if the Arabs do." So you thought that Zionism was Judaism. After three episodes, you must now know that Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism. At the end of this episode, we summarize. The Neturei Karta vehemently oppose political and religious Zionism and call for the dismantling of the Zionist state of Israel in the belief that Jews are forbidden to have their own state until the coming of the Jewish Messiah. These faithful and sincere followers of Judaism believe that because of the sins of the tribes of Israel, the Jewish people were sent into exile by God from the land of Israel based upon Judaic religious texts. Additionally, based on the Babylonian Talmud, they say that any form of recapture of the land of Palestine before the advent of the Messiah is a sinful and open violation of God's will. Thus, for these religious and faithful followers of Judaism, Zionism is a presumptuous affront against God. To the followers of Judaism, Zionism is apostasy. Therefore, the Neturei Karta insists that the Israeli government represents neither themselves nor Judaism as a whole. To them, the Zionist state is not a Jewish state. The Zionists alone are the ones responsible for their atrocious actions and must be dismantled. Their oppression at the hands of Zionism and their opposition to Zionism is to the extent where Rabbi Amram Blau stated shortly before his death that the acceptance of the Zionist state as a member state by the United Nations constituted a grave injustice to the Jewish people. And so in reality, Zionism has hijacked and used Judaism to accomplish its illegitimate mission of creating an apartheid, ethnically supremacist Zionist colonialist state. Furthermore, Zionism has no basis in Judaic teachings whatsoever. And mind you, these are not our claims, these are all Judaism's claims. For those who know, this was the Zionist plot, hijacking Judaism. But Judaism is now fighting back hard. Mark their words, the Zionist monster's days are numbered.